communion for those in isolation. This service celebrates the Lord's Supper with those who are under the stay-at-home policy, those social distancing, homebound, in a hospital or other care facility or in other circumstances that prevent them from attending public worship. Well, I welcome you to this time of sharing at the table of the Lord. Greetings. To all who are listening, I would ask you to prepare with supplying your own bread and wine to offer in remembrance of Christ and what he has done for us. As Jesus often said, to those who have ears, let them hear. So when your table is set, we invite you now to spiritually unite with all the family of the Franklin Hill Presbyterian Church and with all the believers in heaven and on earth to partake of the Lord's Supper. According to Luke, in chapter 24, verses 30 and 31, he writes, when our risen Lord was at the table with his disciples, the two on the road to Emmaus, he took bread and he blessed it and he broke it and gave it to them. And then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. Well, they realized that they were at the Lord's table and had an opportunity to commune with Jesus. It was a time to worship and remember what he had done. A call to worship. Would you join me in our call to worship? Comes from John 3:16. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Let us pray together as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you would, at this time, take the bread that you have brought, and remember that this represents the body of Christ. The sharing of the bread. This is the body of Christ, the bread of life given for you. In the Gospel of John, we read in verse 35, then Jesus declares, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. In verse 37, he says, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. Well, the Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. At this time, take and eat and remember his body broken for you, so that you might have life. Let us pray together. Thank you, Jesus, for sacrificing your body and taking our place and giving us life. For you truly are the bread of life. Amen. I'd ask you to take at this time the wine that you have brought and remember the blood Jesus shed on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. In that same way, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me. At this time, take, drink, and remember his blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Remember, every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of the risen Lord. So let us pray. We thank you, O God, that through word and sacrament, you have given us your Son, who is the true bread from heaven and food of eternal life. We lift up to you this day these joys and concerns of our hearts. So strengthen us in your service, that our daily living may show our thanks through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless and keep you in his service. Pastor Joe.